Good morning, Kingston. This is your Indie wake-up call. Playing anything new and everything indie. Garage rock, hip-hop, folk, punk, and electropop. New, Canadian, and even local. Indie Wake Up handles your morning. Here for you, Kingston. Weekday mornings from 8 to 10. On the one, the only, CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hey, Wynn. Hey, Garth.
Hey, Milton. Hey, Milton. How's it going, man?
Awesome party. Good tunes, good brew, good buddies. I feel great, man. I feel great! I don't know, man. I hate my father. I hate my life. But I feel great, man. You guys are great. I'm gonna go pick a fight.
there we go. A summertime classic from the one, the only, Cyndi Lauper. That was The Goonies Are Good Enough from the Goonies soundtrack right here on CFRC. Good morning, one and all. My name is Jeffrey the Movie Nerd, coming at you live from 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. It's Indie Morning Wake Up, your Wednesday edition. We're here. We're clear. We're going to get this hump day off on the right foot. Like I said, my name is Jeff the Nerd. My intrepid co-host Simone the Moan is on her way in. So next break, when she gets here, we'll get to see just how soaking wet she is. Seeing as how, if you're in the Kingston, Ontario region at this moment, we're finally getting a little rain action. That's right. After 4 weeks, dry as a bone, we're finally getting a little thunderstorm action. I think it's supposed to taper off sometime in the morning, but I say bring it on, baby. Let the raindrops fly. And you got us here till 10 a.m. We're going to let the tunes fly. It's all rock and roll today. That's right. We're going very, very rock heavy. That's just the way the cookie or the rock, I guess, crumbles. But it's going to be a good show. Lots of new stuff, lots of old stuff, a little bit of everything. I think you guys are going to be quite pleased. We got that Cyndi Lauper track out of the way early because, as regular listeners will know, Simone the Moan is not a fan of when I do these all rock reviews. So I thought, you know, I'll throw in a little Cyndi Lauper, a little pop dance number to appease her, I guess, to satiate her. But she's running late. So she missed out on the goods, but you guys didn't. So again, thanks for tuning in once more. My name is Jeff the Nerd. Also on the program today, we're going to be talking about food from our glorious sponsors at Old Farm Fine Foods. There it is, Old Farm Fine Foods at the corner of Barrie and Clergy Street. We're going to be talking about our strategies for the waning days of summer. That's right, I hate to say it, but there's only a few weeks left. So we have to start thinking ahead to September and what's going to be going on when 20,000 plus students come back into town. Also on the program, we're going to talk nerd stuff. As always, North America's largest LARPing competition is going on in Quebec as we speak. So we're going to try and dig up some sort of update about what's going on at Bicloin 2025. And we're also going to do some movie news stuff. See what's going on in the world of Hollyweird. Because as you know, regular amazing listener, Hollywood celebrities are our social betters and they deserve to be worshipped by us peasants. You got us here until 10 a.m. So stay cool. We're expecting temperatures to finally get down there. So let's chill out for the next couple hours. Let's begin with a classic from Sheer Mag out of Philadelphia. This one's called Suffer Me, right here on CFRC 101.9. We'll be right back.
fabulous listeners to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
In France, she would be called La Renard, and she would be hunted with only her cunning to protect her.
She's a babe.
She's a robo-babe. In Latin, she would be called Babia Majora.
If she were a president, she'd be Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah. Hey, this is the Dean here. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Woo!
Down the thunder. Well, boy, howdy, you got it right here on CFRC from Third Man Records out of Nashville, Tennessee. That was brand new stuff from Snooper with their track Worldwide right here on Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday, Hump Day Madness, Word Sandwich Jumble. My name's Jeff the Nerd, and welcome back. Hope you're all having a great morning so far. If you're in the Kingston, Ontario region, you might be happy to see some dark skies overhead, because for the first time in an eternity, we're actually getting some precipitation. Will it last? Maybe not. But who cares? It's here. It's here now. And that's all that matters. And I'm here now with you. And that's second to the weather, is that's all that matters. Like I said, my name's Jeff the Nerd. You got me here until 10 a.m. And we are pumping out rock and roll tunes today. Some days the show has specific themes, some days it doesn't. And just the will of the gods, the rolling of the rune stones, meant that today it's a lot of, it's very rock heavy. I think it's sort of like a visceral screaming to the high heavens, angry at the weather. That's what this is all about. This is all about just the summertime heat wave frustration finally coming to a head with Snooper. Good band. I just discovered them. They were formed in 2019, like I said, out of Nashville. Some good stuff coming out of Tennessee these days. Also in that last set, we had an oldie but a goodie from Nico Case with her track Loretta. I know a dog named Loretta who looks adorable when she's wet. I don't know why that just popped in my head. Also in that set, we had a brand new track from The High Stride with What You Get at Home. Again, another great rock tune on a Wednesday morning so that we can all, you know, headbang our frustrations out of here. Also in that set, we had a classic from Jackie Wilson, a moldy oldie called Soul Galore. And we opened her up with Sheer Mag, one of my favorite bands, and their track Suffer Me. I love Sheer Mag. They're out of Philly. The lead singer is just, her voice is amazing. I highly recommend you give them a listen. And I highly recommend you give all these bands a listen. Go to CFRC.ca. Mere minutes, seconds even after the show, this will be up on the archive. So if you miss some of it, if you miss all of it, or if you want to recommend it to your buds, then just get it over to CFRC.ca and check out this program and many more like it. Because this station rocks, baby, I'm telling you. This time of morning, we like to do a weekly recap where we talk about our sad, pathetic, lonely lives. Or at least I do. And my co-host Simone, she's the one who's leading the more interesting life these days, which is probably why she's running late, because she's got a lot of irons in the fire. So I guess it's just you and me right now, dear listener. And I tell you, what's going on in my life that's interesting? A whole barrel of nothing. Like I said, if you're in the Kingston, Ontario region, it's been 4 weeks without rain. A lot of nervous farmers, a lot of crispy lawns. A lot of unhappy people. So very happy to see the weather change. And I think we might be getting to that, finally, that downward slope towards autumn. Don't get me wrong. I love the summer. I know you do too. We live in a four-season country. And it just sucks because I know that there's chunks of time in the dead of winter where, you know, you go home and you get up to go to work and it's dark out. You go home and it's dark out and it's just miserable and cold. And so you sit at home and you do a lot of like homebody stuff, which is why I like the summer, obviously, because this is the chance to like, you know, get out, put the video game controller down, touch grass, climb a tree, sing to a bird, stuff like that. But it's been too dang hot. And I feel like it's been a bit of a wasted summer. And this is coming from the nerd. You know, you regular listeners, you can hear the paleness through the microphone. You know me, I don't like to go outside that often. But I just don't like what I don't have, I guess. So I'm finally looking forward to the waning days of summer. And with that comes, you know, thinking ahead. I know you don't want to hear it, but September's coming. Back to school. I even hate to say the words. It's coming up. If you're a parent or not, got a precious, you know, couple weeks to enjoy before they're back. But what that means is, if you're like me and you think ahead, it's time to start preparing for you know, getting everything you need to get before the students are back. We're broadcasting from Queen's University campus, House of Learning Doctors, so we're right in the thick of it. And I know that the neighborhood right now is starting to buzz, because in a few weeks, 20,000 plus more people are going to be in the neighborhood, which is great. Let me preface this by saying that I love the students. I'm not a crabby local, you know. I think it's great that they all come back. It adds a lot of energy to the city, a lot of creativity, a lot of cool folks, a lot of cool people. And so I'm looking forward to it. But it just means that things will get a little more congested downtown. So for me, I'm always thinking about, and again, if you didn't realize I'm a nerd, I'm thinking about what things I can order online before, you know, UPS and Canada Post are all jammed up. What electronics do I need to get before Canada Computers and Best Buy are all sold out? I had this conversation just this morning. Shout out to fellow nerd Janelle over at Old Farm Fine Foods. We're talking about, you know, securing brand new gaming headphones. That sort of thing, you know? If you need like a 70-foot HDMI cord for your rumpus room, maybe now's the time to get it. Also start thinking about maybe, you know, if you need to get a U-Haul truck, that goes without saying, but there's no U-Hauls in the entire province that weekend, so maybe book now. And one last thing, I did get talking to a gentleman yesterday about the importance of getting any late-season spring cleaning done, and I'll tell you why. He was telling me about a bunch of bookshelves that he needed to get rid of, and he found the best place to do that was the Habitat for Humanity. Because A, it's just a great organization to donate old furniture to so they can find a new home. But also, if you do it now, then by the time the students roll back, they will have a bevy of inexpensive furniture that they can, you know, populate their house with. I don't know about you. I'm not that old. I still remember going to college and living the grimy life with a bunch of other bros. And I think having a ready supply of inexpensive furniture is crucial, especially if you're, you know, in your first house ever. Things are going to get a little messed up. So like I said, if you're a local and you got, you know, a couple weeks left till September, you want to clean out that garage, you want to get rid of that old table, that old, you know, chest freezer, whatever, consider getting that done in the near future. So that our 20-year-old bro friends can have some fairly nice furniture. These are things I think about. Like I said, I don't lead a very interesting life. So that's why you tune in, I suppose. Anyways, it's 8:30 in the a.m. I'm still on my own. I'm going to go back to the lobby and down some more coffee. But we'll get back to the tunes. Next break, we're going to talk about food from our glorious sponsors at Old Farm Fine Foods. Old Farm Fine Foods down at the corner of Berry and Clergy Street. I think we're going to talk about local organic cantaloupe next break. That sounds fun. Doesn't that sound fun? I think that sounds fun. My name's Jeff the Nerd. This is CFRC 101.9 FM. We're going to get back to our amazing rock-heavy show with a new one from a band called The Snares. That's right. This one's called What You Said, right here on Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday.
Hello, my name is Julie DeBaron. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
guess what just happened? You made a wish, which the leprechaun clearly granted. You know, everyone knows you capture a leprechaun, you get 3 wishes, right? So we gotta think very carefully what our next 2 are here.
I wish I could live forever!
What are you doing? I wish you don't! How about
no,
that?
No! Why did you do that?
How did you do that?
Why didn't you say, I wish I could live forever?
And live forever with you?
Bishop Nehru, shout out to CFRC and the campus and community radio at Queens University. Much love to everybody. Much love to all the Nehruvians listening. Peace.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things.
Down on silver spurs, the jingle too, a song that I had only sang to just a few. She saw my silver spurs and said, let's pass some time. and I will give to you summer wine. Oh, summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things. Take off your silver spurs and help me pass the time. And I will give to you summer wine. Oh, summer. Summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things. Take off your silver spurs and help me pass the time. And I will give to you summer wine. Shining in my eyes, my silver spurs were gone, my head fell twice its size. She took my silver spurs, a dollar and a dime, and left me craving for more summer wine. Oh, summer wine.
That was Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazelwood with their Moldy Oldie Summer Wine right here on CFRC, your station that rocks the nation. And boy, howdy, is it still ever summertime, summertime, summertime. Thanks for joining us. If you're just tuning in, my name is Jeff the Nerd, and we're here on a hump day live to rock out with you. That's right. It's a bit of a harder set, a bit of a harder show, a little more rock heavy, which... I like. I think we need more of that. Before Nancy Sinatra, we heard Coaches. That's Coaches with a Z. New band, new track called Gimme 20. Not too shabby. Also in that set, we heard a classic from Jerry Reed with his instrumental, The Claw. One of the greatest guitar pickers in history. That's right, the snowman himself, Jerry Reed. I highly recommend Smokey and the Bandit, one of my favorite summertime movies. Also in that set, we had a new one from The Snares with What You Said. And yeah, what did you say? What did I say? I said thanks for tuning in to Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday, your source for everything amazing and everything delicious. Tune in every day, every weekday that is. There's a fresh new DJ Monday to Friday, every day of the week. And shout out to DJ Over Easy, who does... the morning show on Saturday, which I love a lot. I was listening the other week, and DJ Over Easy was interviewing. Oh, who's he interviewing? He's talking to someone who sells taxidermied bugs, essentially, in Market Square. And I thought that was real nifty. I thought that was excellent. So, yeah, keep it locked and ready to rock to CFRC all the time. Your station that rocks the nation. This time of morning, we'd like to turn things over to our amazing sponsors at Old Farm Fine Foods. Old Farm Fine Foods at the corner. There we go, at the corner of Barry and Clergy Street. Get on down there and see what's delicious. Regular listeners will know that we chat about Old Farm a lot. They've got a lot of great food and beverages in the shop. Everything from Kawartha Dairy Ice Cream to Niagara Region Wines. About 20 different types of beer and cider, if that's what you're into. And the meats, Old Farm, Old Farm's got the meats. I was just snacking on an Old Farm fine muffin, chocolate zucchini this morning, always delish. And of course, the County Roasters coffee. If you're in Picton, downtown, check out County Roasters. Say hey to Big Brad, tell him we sent you. So we were talking about the return of rain. We got a little bit of shower action this morning. And Old Farm, as you know, sells a lot of local produce from a lot of local farmers. So I just want to give a shout out to them. They've been working real hard over the summer. It's been real dry. I've been hearing more than a few of our favorite farms have actually been renting tanker trucks of water to come in and irrigate the fields. So if you get a chance, now more than ever, support local. Get to Old Farm, get to the Sunday Market at Memorial Center, and just get to where you can to get in on some of this amazing local produce and support these amazing farmers. I have a local organically grown cantaloupe in my fridge right now. And I need to chop that sucker up. Oh, and peaches are back now at Old Farm. Peaches, corn. We're finally getting in a lot of corn from Foreman Farms out in Sealy's Bay. So, yeah, there's still a few weeks of summer left and a few months of barbecuing season. So get on down to Old Farm and get something good for the grill. Because if it's still too hot to turn the oven on in the house, we can always grill, baby. Grill, baby, grill. Other things that are fresh and exciting at Old Farm Fine Foods. That's right. When I say Old Farm Fine Foods, you have to say, there you go. Other things that are fresh and exciting, as regular listeners will know, Old Farm is at the corner of Barry and Clergy, which is right on the edge of Queen's University campus. And as I was mentioning earlier on the program, everyone in the neighborhood is abuzz now. You know, we're getting ready for the return of the students. And with that comes Old Farm Fine Catering. I don't know if you knew this, but Old Farm does event catering for groups large and small. And the reason I mention it along with the return of the students is that Old Farm is starting to get bogged down with catering orders for September, specifically the first week. So if you've got a group or an event and you want to get some delicious catering for that, maybe get in touch with Old Farm sooner rather than later. I think we've already got a few, like, 300-person lunches booked for that first week. So, you know, maybe you want to get that booking ball rolling before it gets too late, before it gets too filled up. It's just because Old Farm's so delicious, and everyone wants a piece. What can I say? Also, I was talking a little bit about how Old Farm Fine Ice Cream is still a thing. Kawartha Dairy, nothing but the best. I wanted to take a quick minute to gripe about the sad state that is of parents in this city. I finally, after weeks of having ice cream at Old Farm, finally scooped my first ice cream float of the season. I know, it's mid-August. And I don't know what's going on with children these days, but they don't seem to know or have a passion for ice cream floats like you and me did back in the day. You know, scoop of ice cream, half a bottle of soda, a spoon, you're laughing. I offer it to these children. They raise one eyebrow. They look at me like I'm some sort of weirdo. They say, skibbity toilet, and then they're out the door. I don't get it. So for that, I can't blame them. You know who I blame? I blame the parents. What's going on? Things are too healthy. We gotta think of the dentists. They need this. They need ice cream floats. So I implore you, in the last waning days of summer, if you've got some little ones, treat them to an Old Farm ice cream float. I gotta say, though, the ice cream float that the young one picked was not the classic root beer vanilla, which is always solid, but it was Moose Tracks, which is a chocolate and peanut butter ice cream with orange soda. No judgments. We have some kids that actually order just a dill pickle in a waffle cone, and they're very happy to get it. So I don't know. Whatever your weird, crazy snack concoction is, if we can do it, at Old Farm Fine Foods, we're going to do it. So come on in and try out an ice cream float. Get a pickle in it. I don't care if it's for, you know, I don't, who cares? I'll do whatever. Everyone's money's the same. My name's Jeff the Nerd. It's about 10 to 9. Going to get back to the tunes for a little while longer. Then after the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to do our community events roundup where we find what's going on in and around Kingston this coming weekend so that you don't waste these fine summer months staying inside and playing video games like I do so much. If you don't have tickets to the already sold out McKinnon Brothers Brewing Festival, we've got some other things, some other great concerts this weekend that you won't want to miss. So keep it locked and ready to rock. I'll see you guys after 9 o'clock. Here is a brand new one from Dwayne Gretzky, Canada's preeminent party band. This is their cover of Paul Simon's You Can Call Me Al, right here with Jeff the Nerd on CFRC. Let's do it.
Why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger. Dogs in the moonlight. Fire away in my well-lit room. Mr. Beer Belly, Beer Belly. Get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you be my bodyguard, I can be a long lost spell. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me out. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, but oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I died here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bow-faced girl. All alone, alone, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you be my bodyguard, I can be a long-lost spell. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me out. Call me out. Architecture spinning in infinity, he says amen, hallelujah. If you be my bodyguard, I can be a long lost spell. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me out. Call me out. Na 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 na.
Na-na-na-na-na, na-na-na-na-na, whoa, whoa. Intermission.